great to have you here on the Clark Howard Show, where it's about you and your wallet. I want you to learn ideas from me so you can keep more of what you make. Coming up in a few minutes in today's Clarkrageous Moment, wow, there's a scam a week, right? Or a day, or a minute. There's a new one I want to share with you that has a cautionary tale to it. And coming up yet later, savings rates may start to come down. They haven't even gotten that high yet. I'm going to tell you what you need to know to protect your wallet going forward. So recently we had Clarkrages a week apart, and they concerned a school system that in New England that was punishing children who were broke at lunchtime. And they were giving kids jelly sandwiches as kind of like a mark of shame. So other kids could come through the line, they'd get whatever they wanted at the school cafeteria. And then these kids that were poor, they would get just this sandwich. And after a big uproar and money that was paid in part, the unpaid bills of these kids were paid by the head of, say, Chobani, is that how you say the yogurt? Paid about 2/3 of the kids' unpaid lunch bills and all that. The school district has changed its policy and faced a lot of embarrassment. Well, now let's move elsewhere in New England. Now in New Hampshire, cafeteria worker was fired for providing a student who had no money a free lunch. And this caused an uproar. Here was a cafeteria worker who made a decision to have a kid not go hungry. And so she was fired. And then it was quiet, just sat there for a month. And then it became a news story. And suddenly that led to outrage all over the country. And now the school lunch provider, was a contract service, has now turned around and offered her job back and said, oh, no, we would never fire anybody for that, which is exactly apparently what she got fired for. And so this woman named Bonnie Kimball, who was fired, said, no, thank you. I don't want your job back. But in the midst of it all, this chef who I've never heard of, who is apparently quite famous, Jose Andres, I know nothing about fancy food or fancy chefs, turns around and offers her a great job to work in one of his restaurants. And she's being hailed as a hero. That seems a little much for me. It just seems to me that Bonnie showed herself to be a human being, making sure that a kid didn't go hungry along her cafeteria line. I just wonder, where's the humanity in this? That this is twice back to back that in school districts in New England, they want to treat kids this way. And I think that's unacceptable. The great news is she's going to land on her feet. It's a shame that it stayed quiet for a month, because I don't know how much financially she suffered over this last month. But it goes to a core thing, and it's something I talk about when I speak to groups of young people, is the idea that you should always do the right thing, even if it hurts you in some way doing the right thing. And it's a lesson so many of us as adults seem to forget from time to time. Stephanie's with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hi, how are you doing?
Good. How are you, Clark?
Great, thank you. You know, I have a daughter who shares your name.
Oh, great name.
Isn't it just the most wonderful name? But she calls herself Steffi instead of Stephanie.
Yeah, that's what my parents call me.
You know why she calls herself Stephanie? Steffi what? Instead of Stephanie? In kindergarten, she couldn't write that long a name. And her teacher suggested, why doesn't she just shorten her name? And it stuck all these years.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, it is 9 letters long.
It's a lot to deal with.
Yeah.
So what's going on with you?
Thank you so much for taking my call. So I'm going on a trip. I'm very excited. I'm going on a trip in July to Spain. But before I go to Spain, I'm taking a Baltic Sea cruise. So I'm going to be going to a total of 6 different countries. And I've actually talked to you before, and you recommended getting the currency of the country that you're visiting when you arrive at the airport and going to the ATM. And that worked perfectly for me in the past. But I'm actually going to 6 different countries, and they have 3 different currencies. So I was wondering, what do you suggest I do as far as getting the local currency of each port?
Wow. So what are you doing? Helsinki, St. Petersburg, Estonia. I got this one so far. All right. I got 3. Let me think where else you'd be going on a Baltics cruise. You go into Sweden, Norway?
No, we start off in Denmark. So
Denmark.
Copenhagen. Then we go to Finland. Then we go to St. Petersburg and Estonia and Kiel, Germany.
Okay. So one thing you should know, do you have any credit cards that have no foreign currency transaction fees?
Yes, I do.
You will be surprised, but most everywhere you named, you're not actually going to need cash.
Oh, okay.
You'll be able to use your credit card. Does it have a chip in it?
Yes.
So if you have chip, the big problem in Europe, we're the only country that's not adopted the modern credit card system. So at a lot of places, you have to sign. But I want to tell you a little wrinkle. Do you have a credit card that has on it this logo with, is it 4, 1, 2, 3, 4 little half circles, part circles, that one on top of another?
Yeah, it kind of looks like sound waves.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. That was so much better than how I described it. So if you have that, most places in Europe, you're not going to have to worry that you don't have a pen anymore. You know, like the Europeans have a pen. You can just tap on most credit card readers, and up to, depending on the country, usually purchases up to like 30, 40 euro, you'll be good to go instantly.
Okay.
So let's go on what you do when you do need cash in a second. But I want to tell you one other thing. All the credit card readers are going to then ask you if you want your purchase cleared in U.S. dollars or in whatever the local currency is.
Mm-hmm.
Always click U.S. dollars.
Really?
Yeah, you get absolutely trashed on exchange if you click local currency.
Oh, okay.
It's a trick.
I thought it was the other way around.
No, they're ripping you off when they say, wait, am I getting tired? I said that exactly backwards. You had it right in the first one.
Okay.
I'm so used to giving that advice, I got it completely backwards. Joel was looking at me, producer Joel, like, Clark, have you lost your mind? You always clear in local currency, never in U.S. dollars.
Okay, that's what I
How did I mess that up? I mean, I give that advice all the time. That's, as they say in tennis, that's an unforced error. Okay, so anyway, I've been in Europe quite a bit lately, and the last 2 trips, I never had to go to an ATM to get out any money.
Okay.
Because I was able to use plastic everywhere. But
it's possible that in the 2 countries that don't use euros, I probably won't even need cash.
Right.
Okay.
So the other thing is, when you do need cash, then your ATM card is going to have to be your go-to. Do you know what kind of fees you're charged for using your ATM card outside the U.S.?
No fees. I have a Capital One.
Then that's perfect. Oh, you have Capital One checking account that you...
Yep. Mm-hmm.
then you're all set.
Perfect.
But you'll find you don't need to take out a lot of local currency.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate all your advice. I appreciate all the advice that you give everyone. It's really helpful.
Especially when I give it backwards, right? That's when it's best.
You knew what you meant.
I knew what I meant. See, you know, it's like that Holiday Inn Express commercial about getting a good night's sleep. I didn't get a good night's sleep last night, and look at the consequences.
Well, I'm sure you'll get more sleep tonight.
Well, have a great, great trip. I'm jealous.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it, Clark.
Right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
And Brett is with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hi, Brett.
Hey, Clark. How are you?
Great. Thank you. So you got a couple of kids. How old are your children?
One soon to be 20, and the other one will be 18. So one is going to be a third year in Virginia, and the other one will be a freshman.
Two in college at the same time. Now, that was not the best planning.
You don't think about that when you're just getting married. So, okay. You know, it's one of those things you deal with.
All right. Well, how can I be of service for your two college students?
So, you know, as I said, one's going to be a junior in college and one will be a freshman. And we've always paid all their expenses. Of course, you know, they understand the value of a dollar, but they will need to at some point. Now we want to help them, though, start to build their credit. So we wanted to know about setting them up with a credit card. But one that has a very low credit line so that, of course, you know, daddy and mommy could bail them out if we have to. But probably no more than, you know, $500 or so. So is that the proper way to start them down this path of building their credit?
Well, that's step two. Step one, you may have already done, and that is to make each of them an authorized user on one of your existing credit cards.
No, I've never done that. I've just given them my credit card, you know, in their phones, and they use it as it's needed.
All right, so I'd like you to make them each an authorized user on a card, not both of them on the same card.
We only have one card that we use, and we pay it off every month. So
I would like you to get a second card because there's a lot of danger in terms of being too reliant on one company if that one bank decided they didn't like you anymore.
Okay.
Close your account. So I think it would be a great idea for you to get one more card.
Okay.
That you have from a different issuer than who you have one with. And then name one of them an authorized user on one, name the other an authorized user on the other. You have to, in order for it to be tracked on credit reporting, need to give their Social Security number. And your good credit standing essentially becomes theirs in applying for credit.
So even if would they be listed? So they're listed as an authorized user, but if they make a charge, is it under their name or does it fall under my name? Like how does
it? It falls under your name. So a lot of times, I don't even recommend you give them the plastic. The idea is just so that they show active in the credit reporting system.
Okay.
Because they are in a position they can get college student credit cards that do have very small limits. The most aggressive in that business these days is Discover Card.
Okay.
And so the Discover Student Card program is very heavily marketed. And your third year, as soon as she has her 21st birthday, they're all over her trying to get her to take out cards.
Yeah.
But they can each apply, give it a few months for them to be established by having made them an authorized user on a card. And then they can each apply for the Discover student card or American Express has a student card. A variety of companies have student cards and they can get one with a low limit and that will get them what they need, which is an established credit record, credit identity, which is what they need and what they'll want because it's so much easier to establish credit while a full-time college student and so difficult once they graduate from college.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity, much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
Today's Clarkrageous Moment is a special warning for you. I don't know if you've heard, but there was a criminal ring that had cracked the code to steal people's money on Airbnb. It was a very, very sophisticated plot where people who have rented properties on Airbnb in the past suddenly had money being charged against their credit card, or in the worst case scenario, debited against a checking account if they had a form of payment on Airbnb as a debit card. Well, if you've noticed, suddenly Airbnb does not store your payment information anymore to prevent this horrible scam from taking place. And it was a very involved thing. I don't want to give anybody ideas about how to do it, how to steal people's money. But what I do want you to know is, because criminals figured this one out, any place you have set up with a stored payment, you are at risk. You know, a lot of times a place will want you to store your checking account number or store your credit card number or debit card number. And when that is stored in there, it's potentially possible on certain e-commerce sites and other sites for a criminal to then pretend to be you and use it as a way to steal money from you. Again, I don't want to get in the nuts and bolts of this, because that's not what's important. What's important is, I know it's really easy to store a form of payment, but it is a bad idea because criminals have cracked the code to store a form of payment. Think about on Amazon, where you might have a form of payment stored. You are now particularly vulnerable with the way criminals have figured out how to break into these systems.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
I'm so glad you've taken time out of your day to join us here on the Clark Howard Show, where you learn ways to save more and spend less. And don't let anyone ever rip you off. Clark.com is our main website, ClarkDeals.com, where you go to save money each and every day around the clock. Okay, so I need to talk to you about savings rates. For the last 3 years, I have told you, don't buy CDs. That interest rates have been gradually rising, and the smartest place when you're parking cash has been to go into simple savings accounts with online banks. By comparison, if you have money sitting idle in one of the four giant monster mega banks, which are Chase, Bank of America, Citibank, or the criminal enterprise impersonating a bank, Wells Fargo, you on your money and savings are earning a tiny fraction of 1%. I mean, you can't even see the interest on the money. It's so little. But that's why I like the online banks. And the online banks right now have been paying generally 2.35, 2.4, 2.45, 2.5, right in there, depending on which online bank you go to. All FDIC insured, protected to $250,000. Well, there are a number of reasons to expect that maybe what you can earn on savings may go down looking forward. And this is a maybe, and there are some factors showing the economy is showing signs of slowing, not a recession, but signs of slowing. And the trade thing's really uncertain right now, but trade wars always lead to economic decline. Always. No exception. There are no painless trade wars. We're still not in a trade war. We're in trade skirmishes, is the word that I've been comfortable using. But if it amps up from here and we go into a trade war, then we're talking about a much greater likelihood, potentially not a certainty, but overwhelming possibility of a recession. And interest rates will be a leading indicator. They will decline. So I'm changing my recommendation of the last 3 years. And that is, right now, if there's money that you don't expect to need in the next year that you have in an online savings account, put it in an online bank CD. The rates on those cap out at just a hair under 3%, or right around 3% with the online banks. And so it would be potentially a strategy to move money even within the online bank where you have a savings account, if they're offering one-year CD rates approaching 3%, just move the money into that and have it there for the next year while we see what's going to happen with the general direction of the economy and with interest rates. And again, I could be wrong. Interest rates may continue their slow climb upward, but it just seems right now like that's not going to happen and that the direction likely is going to be down from here, not up. The oddest thing in this is that what credit card companies are charging for interest rates has continued to rise even as other rates have not, as the banks are not meeting any marketplace resistance, as it would be referred to, raising their credit card interest rates, that people don't seem to be reacting to that. And so those rates are going to continue to go up till people do react and do something like transfer a balance to another card, pay a card off, whatever. Otherwise, you're a sitting duck for higher rates. John joins us on the Clark Howard Show. Hi, John.
Hi, Clark. How are you today?
Great. Thank you, John. You have a question that I'm very interested in. Hit me with it.
Yeah, a while back on your show, I don't know, it's probably been almost a year ago, you had mentioned an app you can download on your phone, and then you can link your credit cards to it. And as you shop at certain stores or franchises, you can get a certain percentage, 1% or 2% back in that company's stock. I guess I was just going to check in with you and see if you have any updates on where that's at. I know that app was in the beta stages when you first had mentioned it, and I actually signed up for the beta and got an email a couple weeks ago saying I've been accepted. And before I downloaded it, I just wanted to check in to see if you had any updates on it.
I think it's great. You know, the idea of it is you get like micro amounts of stock for the purchasing you're already doing. And the theory behind it is that people become much more loyal customers to a company the second they're a stockholder in that company.
Mm-hmm.
And so as you shop somewhere and you get these, they're really essentially tiny rebates issued to you in stock. Companies look at it as much better than any kind of historical rebate, because now you've got a real stake in the game. You're an owner of the place. And so I think you go for it. And
have you heard, are they going to roll out the full version anytime soon? Or
not a word. Okay, so this is funny. I don't think this has ever happened when I've talked about a new thing like this. To my memory, you are the only person who's ever asked me about it since I talked about it last year. So I don't know why it didn't strike any chord in people other than you and me, but it's called Bumped. I just want to make sure other people know so they can yawn again like they did last time. BUMPED.com. And it's on wait list. So how long were you on wait list before they invited you to participate?
I was probably on the wait list for probably 3 months, I think.
Okay. So it means they only have so much venture capital funding and they have to ration people in. But the stock will be your stock, and I think it's great. Is it still no cost to you?
As far as I know, yes.
Okay. Yeah, so...
How many cards can you link to that app?
You know, I don't know the answer to that because I never got an invite. So I don't know if mine spammed out and I didn't see it. And so I should go sign in again because I never actually got an invitation like you've got.
Oh, okay.
So I'm relying on you as a member of Team Clark to let the rest of us know. So if you don't mind, after you have some experience with it, John, if you'd go post on one of our message boards at clark.com so we can see what's going on and other people can see what your experience is like.
Okay, yeah, I can do that.
Because you're a focus group of one person. It's the only person who so far was excited by it.
Well, I'm glad I can be a pioneer in this.
Well, I appreciate it and hope you end up with a lot of stock from what you do just normally. Lisa's with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Clark.
Lisa, you have a question for me about your son that I hope I can be of service with.
Yeah, so I've got about $22,000 saved up, but it's just in an online savings account for him. And he is he's a high-functioning autistic child, and I'm just trying to figure out where to put that money where he could earn more interest. And I was looking at 529s, but I'm not sure that's the right place to put it. He says he wants to go to college, but I'm not sure how serious he is.
All right. So I want to tell you about an alternative for him if he qualifies under the conditions that are required, and that is there's a special version of the 529 account that does not have to be used for college for someone who is diagnosed with a disability before age 26. And I don't know if you've heard of this. It's called the ABLE account, A-B-L-E.
No, I was looking on your site, and I was looking at specific states, but I couldn't find anything about that. So I wasn't sure where to look.
I'll give you a website to look at in a second. So the idea of the ABLE is you can put 15 grand each year into the account for your son.
Okay.
And it can be used for a variety of expenses. And do you receive any kind of public benefits for him having autism?
No, I mean, he's on an IEP at school, so he has special, I guess, things that they allow him, you know, like, I don't know.
So if you have a physician opinion that confirms his autism, then you're eligible for doing an ABLE account as a way to stash tax-free cash.
Okay. He was diagnosed with PDD when he was a toddler. And then once he got into kindergarten, the school system decided to move his diagnosis up to autism, but I don't know if like his doctor has ever specifically diagnosed him with that.
So the reason I like this account so much is that, you know, you're on a journey and you don't know how it's going to progress through the years and how much independence your son will be able to maintain or not. That's kind of cloudy, I would guess, and it'll become more clear over the years. Would that be an accurate characterization or no?
That would be accurate.
Okay. So that's why I really like the ABLE, because it gives you the ability to put money aside for him and then be able to use it for a variety of expenses. And if he ended up at a point needing more care, or at some point needed to be in some kind of group home living situation or anything like that, because I know the range of possibilities is pretty wide, this money is able to be used and doesn't affect other money that he might at some point be eligible for.
Okay.
So I want to suggest that first. And in terms of a website, I'd like you to look at the ABLE National Resource Center.
Okay.
That explains how these work. And like nobody knows these even exist, which is unfortunate. But the website you can go to is ablenrc.org. ABLENRC.org.
Okay.
So on the issue of a traditional 529 account, you could do one of those if you wanted, but the problem comes if he doesn't go to college.
Yeah.
And then the tax treatment of those is fantastic if he goes to college. It's pretty ugly if he doesn't.
I mean, he's got a younger sister, so I guess if we couldn't do the ABLE account, we could do a 529 for him and just let the money go to his sister if he didn't go to college.
So you took the words right out of my mouth and said it more eloquently than I was going to say it. And that's exactly what you could do.
Okay.
And if you do decide to do a 529 college savings plan, or you try to do the ABLE and he doesn't qualify for the eligibility for it, with the 529 plans, they vary in quality enormously. And there are good 529 plans and really crummy ones. Did you see my list when you went to Clark.com of the good ones?
I did.
Okay. And was your state one of the ones that had a good plan?
It was... It wasn't the top tier, but it was the next, so it had a pretty good plan.
Yeah, so then you'd still want to go in your state plan, because there's so many of the state plans have a tax benefit for putting money in them.
Yeah.
And so you own the plan for benefit of your son, and then if he ends up not needing it for college, you do exactly what you said, and you transfer to your daughter.
Okay.
So that's great stuff. And again, read the stuff about the ABLE account and see if you like that idea. You could even do both. If you qualify for it, you put 15 into that, and the remaining cash you said you had could go into the 529 account. Mary is with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hi, Mary. How are you?
Hey, Clark. I'm doing well. How are you?
Great. You want to kind of continue the conversation we were just having about 529 plans and an either-or that would affect your situation. What's your story?
Yeah, so I'm looking into getting a master's degree. My timeline is kind of unestablished right now, but definitely within the next 3 to 5 years. My question is, would a 529 plan be more beneficial for me, or would a Roth IRA and using that savings to pay for my education be a more beneficial plan? Because I've heard you can make withdrawals from the Roth IRA that are penalty-free if you use it to pay for education.
You don't even have to worry about that, because you can pull money out of a Roth as long as you pull only your contributions, tax and penalty free for any reason. The college exception is only for earnings on a Roth IRA. So if you pop money in a Roth, you can, let's say you put in $5,000 and the value at the time you would go to school is $5,500. You can pull out $5,000 and not worry about tax at all. And you could use it for any reason. You don't have to justify how it's being used. And you leave the $500 aside to grow moving forward as Roth money.
So if I put the $5,000 in and in 3 years it's worth $5,500, could I take out the entire $5,500 penalty free?
Yes, if used for education. But my suggestion is just to keep it simple with the IRS, just take out your contributions.
Okay.
You could wipe it out, but there's one other angle that I got to make sure I mention to you.
Uh-huh.
And it relates to what I said just moments ago on the prior call, and that is that if your state has a state tax benefit for participating in a 529 account, and you're certain you're going to go to grad school, that becomes a better choice, because not only do you get tax-free growth and tax-free spending, but you get the upfront tax benefit also. If there's any gray area that you might not go to college for the grad school program, then definitely do the Roth alternative that you're thinking about. You're listening to The Clark Howard Show. Thanks for joining us today. The Clark Howard Show is produced by Kim Drobes, Joel Larsgaard, Deborah Reese, and Jim Ayers. And remember, 24 hours a day, we're there to serve you at clark.com and clarkdeals.com.